Now, coincidentally, what is the result of this action that Joshua took? Because he was able to execute so much, I mean, to the point where he said, I left nothing breathing. Like, nothing had breath. Did you kill it? I'm pretty sure it's dead because it's not even breathing. Nothing's breathing. Nothing has breath. That's pretty thorough, if you ask me. Okay? Now, what is the result of that? Look at Joshua 4:14. On that day, the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. What does that mean? He exalted him. Now, is it any coincidence that when someone just takes responsibility, serves their master, serves their leader, does it just the way they want it to be done, they leave nothing undone, then what's the end result? They're magnified. God says, I'm going to elevate you. I'm going to elevate you. Now, you say, well, what is the correlation with Jesus Christ? Well, the Bible tells us in Philippians 2, you don't have to turn to verse 8, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. You see, the result of humility, obedience, service is that God will exalt you. But too many times in churches, we have these self-exalting people who want to exalt themselves. And what does the Bible say? That God's going to humble them. He's going to abase them. He's going to bring them down low. Why? Because that's not the way you work your way up. You work your way up by working your way down. By decreasing and increasing God, what happens? God ends up magnifying you. He ends up exalting you. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 5, 6, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. James 4:10 says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up.